From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new White House assessment is highly critical of Pakistan's offensive against militants in areas near that country's border with Afghanistan. The assessment, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, also raises questions about the U.S.-led coalition's progress in battling the Taliban. In Pakistan today, militants have set fire to more than two dozen tanker trucks carrying supplies to U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. It is the sixth such attack in the past week. President Obama awards the Medal of Honor today to an Army Green Beret who was killed in Afghanistan while protecting fellow service members. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Staff Sergeant Robert Miller will be the third recipient of the nation's highest military honor from the war in Afghanistan.
Miller was killed in a 2008 firefight near the Pakistan border. After insurgents attacked his patrol, he stayed at the front using grenades and an automatic weapon to return fire, allowing his teammates to take cover. Authorities say the 24-year-old displayed uncommon valor, sacrificing his own life to save others, including 15 Afghan soldiers. Miller's survived by seven brothers and sisters and his parents. Phil and Maureen Miller joined President Obama at the White House today in honoring their son's service. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether picketers at a military funeral can be sued for inflicting emotional harm on the family of the soldier being buried. NPR's Nina Totenberg says the case was brought by Albert Snyder, father of a young Marine killed in Iraq who was laid to rest in Maryland.
The funeral procession was rerouted so he didn't have to see seven picketers carrying signs that read, "God hates fags" and "You're going to hell." Leading the picketers was Pastor Fred Phelps, who says it is irrelevant that the dead soldier was not gay.
When the whole country is given over to sodomy and to sodomite enablers, this country needs this preaching.
Albert Snyder, the dead soldier's father.
This was a funeral. This wasn't a parade going down the street.
He sued Pastor Phelps and won a $5 million judgment, but a federal appeals court voided it. Now the Supreme Court will decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A rally on Wall Street has the Dow Industrials at its highest level in 5 months. Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist with Standard & Poor's, says Monday's nearly 200-point rally on the Dow was fueled mainly by a report showing more growth in the largest segment of the U.S. economy, the service sector, which has eased investor concerns.
I think the biggest concern that investors had was that we were very close to the double-dip precipice, and now this economic report, as well as other reports that we've been seeing lately, sort of push us further away from that very sharp drop-off.
A new report out this morning finds that employers in the private sector cut 39,000 jobs last month. This is NPR News from Washington. The Treasury Department is expecting losses to total $29 billion from federal bailouts connected to the financial crisis. The cost is far below the $350 billion once estimated by the Congressional Budget Office, though. The new figures come as the administration works to wind down the bailout program, known as TARP for short. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to a researcher from the U.S. and two from Japan. NPR's Joe Palca says the three independently developed ways to make organic molecules that can be used to make medicines and in electronics.
The three are American Richard Heck and Japanese citizens Eiichi Nagishi and Akira Suzuki. The Royal Swedish Academy gave the award for, as they put it, palladium-catalyzed cross-coupling in organic synthesis. What that means is these chemists found ways to link large numbers of carbon atoms together to make interesting compounds in the laboratory. Already, these techniques have been used to synthesize cancer drugs as well as new kinds of plastics. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
A hiker who was stranded for 6 days in the desert in Southern California says he managed to survive by staying still and only moving to follow the shade. 64-year-old Edward Rosenthal says he became so weak that he could barely sit up by the time a helicopter rescued him.
It was just very bad condition. I was using up my own body. I tried to drink urine. Forget it.
Rosenthal told a news conference that he lost 20 pounds, and he says the ordeal made him a more religious person. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.